From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June the 3rd, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced on June the 2nd the groundbreaking of Thatcher Park Center, a $3.8 million project at the 2,500-acre park on Albany County's Helderberg Escarpment. In a press release, the governor said, and I quote, "Thatcher Park is a true gem for the Capital Region, and we are committed to making it more accessible for families and visitors. We are investing in our state parks to offer active new recreational opportunities that will make them year-round attractions. This project will provide a new setting for visitors to gather, learn, and enjoy the park's panoramic views of the Hudson Valley, Adirondacks, Green, and Berkshire Mountains," end quote. Senator George Amador said, and I quote, "Thatcher Park is a jewel within the Capital Region, and the new visitor center is a welcome addition that will highlight the expanded recreational facilities the park has to offer and help to attract even more visitors to enjoy this beautiful natural resource," end quote. Jay Braham Jr. is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Hunter Wyndham Cairo and Lexington are amongst the towns in the Catskills awarded development grants announced on June the 2nd. The town of Lexington will use $64,425 for the Lexington Waterfront Park Project. The Wyndham Area Recreation Foundation and the town of Wyndham will get $50,000 for Wyndham Path Phase 3 from the Hensonville Center to the Maple Crest Center. The town of Hunter gets $26,131 for the Mountain Clove Scenic Byway Gateway signage project, and the town of Cairo wins $75,000 for the Cairo Main Street Multimodal Pathway Project. Environmental Commissioner Joe Martin said, and I quote, "These eight awards, totaling $400,000 for Catskill local governments and not-for-profits, are an investment in the region that will bring sustained economic benefits to the area and help draw visitors to enjoy the Catskills' magnificent natural resource. Under Governor Cuomo's leadership, New York is working to promote the outstanding Catskill recreational opportunities to millions of people who are just a short car ride away," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board unanimously adopted revisions to three local laws to allow unpaid town building code fines to be doubled. The increased fines would then be added to a property owner's tax bill. The amendments address the issue of unsafe buildings, junk and storage, and building code administration. The changes came at the recommendation of the Catskill Town Code Enforcement Officer John Casson, in an effort to both create an enforceable procedure to collect fines and to encourage timely payments. The board also increased the permit fee for building of deck and reduced the fee for site plan review. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Joseph Spector is reporting for Politics on the Hudson that New York's public schools spent an average of $19,818 per pupil in 2013, 85% more than the national average, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The national average in 2013 was $10,700. In the budget approved by state lawmakers on April the 1st, New York allocated approximately $23 billion for public education, an increase of about 6% over the previous year. The lowest per pupil spending in the nation was in Utah at $6,555, followed by Idaho, Arizona, Oklahoma, and Mississippi. On the high end of the per pupil spending, New York was followed by Alaska, the District of Columbia, New Jersey, and Connecticut. New York receives among the least in the nation in federal aid to schools, the census data showed. The state relies largely on property taxes and state aid to cover school costs. You can read that full story in Politics on the Hudson. Dan Goldberg is reporting at Capital New York that health insurers are asking state regulators to approve rate hikes of more than 20% for some plans on New York's State of Health, the insurance exchange created by the Affordable Care Act. The state's Department of Financial Services on Tuesday, June the 2nd, posted proposed changes to insurance rates on the individual and small group markets. The weighted average increase is 13.5% on the individual market and 14.3% for the small group market. These are only requests. The rates can be reduced by the department before they are approved. An increase in the average premium means a greater subsidy from the federal government, not necessarily a greater burden on the individual consumer. At last count, there were almost 513,000 people enrolled in plans purchased through the exchange, according to the State Health Department. You can read that full story at Capital New York. Scott Wallman is reporting at Capital New York that Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan and Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said they were working together on a major plan that would address the effects that transportation of billions of gallons of crude by train have had on the region. Instead, they released opposing reports within 24 hours of each other. In its report, the city largely supported the Cuomo administration's response to the recent proliferation of oil trains. The city report repeatedly thanked the administration for its current efforts, called on federal officials to do more, and suggested oil train operators pay for more community initiatives such as sound barriers and public gardens. In its report, the county essentially called on the governor to halt more oil trains and to aggressively study the potential environmental effects of a crude heating facility at the Port of Albany. Under the Cuomo administration, Albany has been transformed into a major route for oil trains. With state approval to ship 2.8 billion gallons through the port. Much of that oil is then offloaded at the port and shipped down the Hudson by ship or barge. You can read that full story at Capital New York. And finally, Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register-Star that the Hudson Common Council voted on June the 1st to authorize the rebidding process for the city's proposed police court facility. With the vote, the project will now be presented on time to the New York State Office of Courts Administration. Third Ward Alderman John Friedman and Second Ward Alderwoman Tiffany Garaja were the only dissenters on the vote. The Office of Courts Administration had given the city a June 3rd deadline to come up with an acceptable plan for the 701 Union Street property so construction could begin on time. Under the timeline presented to the council, all discussions, modifications, and specifications for the building proposal will be completed by July the 21st. The city intends to have all project bids vetted and contracts awarded by September the 15th. Construction is expected to begin on November the 1st. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 70 degrees. On Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 48. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 72. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers after 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 51. On Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., then a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:26 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 6 minutes. 6 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the third day of June 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.